Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we covered depreciation basics and how real estate creates tax-advantaged cash flow through annual depreciation deductions over 27.5 or 39 years. Today, we're taking depreciation to the next level with bonus depreciation and cost segregation, advanced strategies that allow you to accelerate depreciation and create potentially significant first-year tax deductions. These strategies can potentially improve after-tax cash flow and tax efficiency, particularly in the year of acquisition. Today, I'm going to explain how bonus depreciation and cost segregation work, when to use them, and what you need to know to implement these strategies effectively. Let's start with cost segregation. Cost segregation is an engineering-based study that identifies and reclassifies components of a building into shorter depreciation categories. Remember from yesterday's episode, residential rental buildings are depreciated over 27.5 years, and commercial buildings over 39 years. But not everything in a building has the same useful life. Cost segregation identifies components that can be depreciated over 5, 7, or 15 years instead of 27.5 or 39 years. These shorter life components include personal property like appliances, carpeting, and window treatments, land improvements like parking lots, landscaping, and fencing, and certain building systems. Certain portions may qualify for shorter depreciation schedules depending on the study. By reclassifying these components into shorter depreciation periods, you accelerate depreciation deductions into earlier years, which reduces your current tax liability. Here's a practical example. Let's say you purchase a small multifamily property for $1 million. Without cost segregation, you would depreciate the building over 27.5 years, generating approximately $36,000 in annual depreciation. With a cost segregation study, you might identify $300,000 of components that can be depreciated over 5, 7, or 15 years instead of 27.5 years. This accelerates depreciation significantly. In the first year, instead of $36,000 in depreciation, you might generate $80,000 or more in depreciation deductions. The total depreciation over the life of the property is the same. Cost segregation doesn't create additional depreciation. It accelerates the timing of deductions into earlier years. This acceleration is valuable because of the time value of money. A dollar of tax savings today is worth more than a dollar of tax savings 10 years from now. Now let's talk about bonus depreciation. Bonus depreciation is a federal tax incentive that allows you to deduct a significant percentage of the cost of qualifying property in the first year, rather than depreciating it over its useful life. Bonus depreciation was expanded significantly under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which allowed 100% bonus depreciation for qualifying property placed in service between September 27, 2017 and December 31, 2022. Starting in 2023, bonus depreciation began phasing down. These percentages are subject to current tax law and potential legislative changes. Bonus depreciation applies to property with a useful life of 20 years or less. This includes the 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year property identified through cost segregation. Here's where cost segregation and bonus depreciation work together powerfully. When you perform a cost segregation study and identify components with 5, 7, or 15-year useful lives, those components qualify for bonus depreciation. Instead of depreciating them over 5, 7, or 15 years, you can deduct a significant percentage in the first year through bonus depreciation. Let's go back to our example. You purchased a $1 million property and identified $300,000 of 5, 7, and 15-year property through cost segregation. With applicable bonus depreciation rates, you could potentially deduct a substantial portion in the first year, plus the regular depreciation on the remaining building components. This creates substantial first-year depreciation deductions that can offset rental income and potentially other passive income. For high-income investors, this can result in improved tax efficiency and after-tax cash flow. Now let's talk about when cost segregation makes sense. Cost segregation is most beneficial when you've recently acquired a property with significant value. You have substantial passive income to offset. You plan to hold the property for several years, and the cost of the study is justified by the tax benefits. Cost segregation studies typically cost between $5,000 and $15,000 or more, depending on the size and complexity of the property. The tax benefits need to justify this cost. For smaller properties or properties with limited reclassifiable components, the cost may not be justified. As a general rule, cost segregation is often most cost-effective for properties valued at $500,000 or more, though this can vary depending on property type and individual tax situations. Cost segregation can also be performed retroactively. If you purchased a property several years ago and didn't perform a cost segregation study, you can still do one now and catch up on missed depreciation through a look-back study. This is filed with Form 3115, Change in Accounting Method, and allows you to claim all the missed accelerated depreciation in the current year without amending prior returns. Now let's talk about some important considerations and limitations. First, passive loss limitations still apply. Accelerated depreciation creates tax losses, but those losses are generally passive and can only offset passive income unless you qualify as a real estate professional. If you're a W-2 employee without real estate professional status, your accelerated depreciation losses may be limited in their ability to offset your W-2 income. However, these losses can offset passive income from other rental properties or syndication investments, and unused losses carry forward to future years. Second, depreciation recapture still applies. When you sell the property, you'll recapture the accelerated depreciation at rates up to 25%. Cost segregation doesn't eliminate recapture. It accelerates deductions now and defers the tax liability until sale. Again, this is still favorable because of the time value of money and the ability to defer taxes through strategies like 1031 exchanges. Third, cost segregation requires a qualified study. The IRS has specific requirements for cost segregation studies, including detailed engineering analysis and documentation. You need to work with a qualified cost segregation firm that employs licensed engineers and follows IRS guidelines. A poorly executed study may create potential compliance issues. Fourth, bonus depreciation is phasing down. Timing may impact the magnitude of available bonus depreciation benefits under current tax law. Fifth, cost segregation impacts your basis. Accelerated depreciation reduces your adjusted basis faster, which increases your gain when you sell. This is not necessarily a problem, but it's important to understand the long-term tax implications. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with cost segregation and bonus depreciation. First, not performing cost segregation studies on qualifying properties. Many investors miss opportunities for accelerated depreciation by not utilizing cost segregation. Second, using unqualified providers. Some providers offer low-cost studies that don't meet IRS requirements. This can create potential compliance issues and disallowed deductions. Third, not understanding passive loss limitations. Investors may expect to offset W-2 income with accelerated depreciation, but find that passive loss rules prevent this. Fourth, not planning for depreciation recapture. Accelerated depreciation increases recapture at sale. Plan for this and consider 1031 exchanges. Fifth, waiting too long to perform studies. Timing may impact the magnitude of future benefits under current bonus depreciation rules. Sixth, not considering the cost-benefit analysis. Cost segregation isn't beneficial for every property. Evaluate whether the tax benefits justify the study cost. Our approach to cost segregation is strategic and disciplined. We perform cost segregation studies on all acquisitions valued at $1 million or more, where we expect significant reclassifiable components. We work with qualified cost segregation firms that employ licensed engineers and follow IRS guidelines. We evaluate the cost-benefit analysis for each property, considering the study cost, expected tax benefits, and our individual tax situations. We coordinate with our CPAs to ensure we're maximizing the benefit within passive loss limitations and overall tax strategy. We plan for depreciation recapture in our exit modeling and evaluate 1031 exchanges as a deferral strategy. And we maintain detailed documentation of all cost segregation studies and depreciation schedules. Let me close with this. Cost segregation and bonus depreciation are powerful strategies that can significantly improve tax efficiency and after-tax returns. Cost segregation accelerates depreciation by reclassifying building components into shorter depreciation periods. Bonus depreciation allows you to deduct a significant percentage of qualifying property in the first year. Together, these strategies can create substantial first-year tax deductions that offset passive income and improve cash-on-cash returns. Cost segregation is often most cost-effective for properties valued at $500,000 or more with significant reclassifiable components. It can be performed at acquisition or retroactively through a look-back study. Work with qualified cost segregation firms and CPAs who understand the IRS requirements and can help you evaluate these strategies. Understand passive loss limitations and plan for depreciation recapture at sale. And consider timing. Bonus depreciation benefits may vary based on current tax law and when studies are performed. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up our tax series with a mid-year tax review checklist. What to check with your CPA now to optimize your tax position before year end. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.